This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. I'm Karen Brown. This weekend, amateur radio operators from around the country will be contacting each other. Field Day was originally designed as an equipment testing day for ham enthusiasts. It is still that and has grown into a day to raise awareness and introduce people to the hobby as well. Mike Duke is an MPB employee who runs our radio reading service for blind and print impaired Mississippians. He's also a 44-year veteran of amateur radio.
I guess I really should say that from age four, I wanted to do anything radio, which is how I wound up working in radio. But I found this book called How to Become a Radio Amateur, and it contained all the introductory stuff and the material that you needed to study to get the first license and so on. By the time I was halfway through the first chapter, I knew that someday I would do this. And when I was 14 years old, 44 years ago, I did it.
Yeah. And of course, if you take the word amateur, what it means is for the love of doing something.
Exactly.
And that's what this is all about.
That's exactly what it's about, or a large part of what it's about, of course. And we don't get paid to do this. We spend a lot of money on things to do this with. So some money, some of us spend a lot.
Well, let's stop there, because I want to ask you for, I'm sure there are a lot of people who say, I always wanted to do that, but I'm sure it costs a lot of money. I need all this equipment. I need a whole room to keep it in. Can you give us sort of the parameters of what you do need?
Well, the first thing you need is a license. And you need a license, a radio, and an antenna. How much you spend on that radio and that antenna is, I compare it to bigger boat, bigger fish. and then I say, and bigger boat doesn't necessarily mean bigger fish. You can get into the hobby with brand new equipment that would enable you to talk, locally around a large part of the state of Mississippi for anywhere from probably $200 to $250 with a very basic setup. And you can spend as much on equipment as you want.
Does the license cost money, and how do you get a license?
The license cost, I think the current license fee right now is like $15 to take the test, and it's a 10-year license. There are three different licenses. There's the technician license, which has the VHF privileges. That means it's similar to FM radio in terms of where the signal goes. Then there's the general class license and the amateur extra class license, which with those two licenses, you get additional bands of frequencies that are more of the traditional world-spanning frequencies, shortwave frequencies that people tend to think of when they think of ham radio operators. People say, oh, where can you talk on that thing? Well, I can talk across the street, or I can talk to fill in the blank, Japan, China, Australia, England, you name it.
Now, is this like a CB radio that you have to have a handle?
Well, you have on ham radio, you have call letters, just like we have call letters on our FM radio stations here. Ham radio operators are assigned a specific call sign by the Federal Communications Commission. Mine is K5XU. And so I have to identify my radio station when I'm in contact with another amateur radio operator. Every 10 minutes that I'm on the air with that, in that contact, I have to make sure that I identify my station. And then I can use my name. Most of us just use our first name. A lot of, 99% of the people we talk to, we don't even know what their last name is unless we look it up somewhere on the internet in their ham radio call letters or whatever. So we use our first name and our call letters.
What's the farthest distance you've ever connected with someone?
Well, I guess, when I always answer Japan because that always impresses everybody. But, yeah. How far away from here can you get? I don't really know what the furthest point from Jackson, Mississippi is before you start coming back around on the other side. But Japan, Australia, New Zealand, on the other side, anywhere in Europe, Iceland, Russia, Asia, all over Asia, Israel, even China got back into the hobby about 30 years ago and on a limited basis, and now they're into it pretty well. I've actually never talked with China. I've heard them once, but I've never talked directly to China. One of these days, I'll be in the right place at the right time and do that.
You are a board member in the Jackson Amateur Radio Club. Are there chapters all around the state?
There are radio clubs in numerous locations around Mississippi. The ones that, you know, I can't name them all here in the time we have, but Meridian, Vicksburg, Starkville, Tupelo, several on the Gulf Coast, Laurel, Hattiesburg,
all right,
Brookhaven
so
has
enough,
one, you know, several places.
I just wanted to get
places.
An idea.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So obviously there's great interest throughout the state. And of course, this is Amateur Radio Week. Amateur Radio Field Day is from Saturday 1 o'clock through Sunday 1 o'clock p.m., I should mention. What happens at the field day?
What happens at field day is back in the mid-1930s when amateur radio operators or ham radio operators still built most of their equipment from scratch, it was felt that there was a need to test equipment under adverse and emergency conditions. So the American Radio Relay League, which is kind of the national organization of ham radio operators, organized something that they called Field Day. And Field Day is exactly that. You go out into a field where normally you would not have any antennas or any power or whatever, and you set up all this stuff.
It sounds like MacGyver, an episode of MacGyver.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it can turn into that because it used to just be emergency, you know, gasoline powered generators. And for 24 hours, they see how many other people that are doing the same thing they can talk to. It's a nationwide event, all 50 states. And there are actually other countries that Canada also takes part in it. At different times of the year, there are other parts of the world that have their own field day, but this is ours coming up. It was initially set up by the headquarters of the organization is in Connecticut, so they picked the last week of June, which is traditionally one of the hottest weeks,
sure.
Hottest times in Mississippi.
Just when you want to stand out in the field.
Exactly, exactly. And this year, the Jackson Amateur Radio Club will literally be in a field. We've been in several other places where we actually had the luxury of a roof over our head. But this year we'll be in a field that's located between Bass Pro Shop and Sam's over in Flowood. And we'll be bringing in everything, the structures to support the antennas, the generators, the lights to operate by in the evening, you know, and at night, and what have you.
Because you've mentioned so many cities, communities that have a radio club. What can people listening who go, you know what, this is really piquing my interest and I want to find out more about this, what do they do?
Well, you can go to the two sites I'd recommend to you. The Jackson Amateur Radio Club site is mshaam.org. And then you can also go to the American Radio Relay League site, which is arrl.org. On the arrl.org page, there are bunches and bunches of things like how to get a license, how to find a radio club in your area. There's a whole page that says Field Day. And if you open that Field Day page, there's something called Field Day Locator. Plug in your zip code on that page and it'll show you the Field Day operations that are close by in your area that have registered on that site.
Sounds perfect. ARRL.org.
Correct.
We've been speaking with Mike Duke, who is secretary of the Jackson Amateur Radio Club, and as he described, an amateur radio fanatic. Is that the right word, fanatic?
That's a polite one instead of ham radio junkie. You know?
For how many years now?
44 years coming up later this year for me.
You're almost a pro radio operator, and you are certainly. Thanks a lot, Mike. A Mississippi author writes in defense of vampires.